HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. What began as a four-day truce in the Middle East has just rolled into its fifth day after Israel and Hamas agreed to an extension in hopes of releasing more hostages and prisoners. Another 11 Israeli women and children were released yesterday, bringing the total number to 69. Correspondent Holly Williams is in Tel Aviv.
One elderly lady who was released, an 84-year-old, was apparently in need of quite urgent care. She reportedly had a pre-existing condition that was not being treated when she was in captivity. We also saw on the video of the releases a much younger woman who was moving about on crutches and seemed to have quite a serious leg injury.
Nearly half of the released hostages are children. There was a vigil at Brown University for three college students of Palestinian descent, shot and wounded on a street in Burlington, Vermont.
Really shows how unsafe we are, especially at a place so near to here and with a person so near to so many of our hearts.
One of the injured students who attends Brown suffered a spinal injury. The suspect has pleaded not guilty to three counts of attempted murder. More unwelcome news for a Wall Street Journal reporter detained in Russia. A court there has extended Evan Gershkovich's prison stay for a third time, now until at least January 30th. He was taken into custody almost 8 months ago and accused of espionage. After more than 2 weeks, a light at the end of the tunnel for 41 men trapped in a tunnel in India. Rescuers say they're on the verge of breaking through a collapsed portion of road where the workers got stuck after a landslide brought down a mountain of debris. They've been subsisting on chickpeas, dried fruit, nuts, puffed rice, and water funneled in through a narrow pipeline. In Atlanta, a tribute will be held today for former First Lady Rosalynn Carter. CBS's Mark Strassman.
We're hearing Mr. Carter will, in fact, attend that special service. At least that's the plan. There could be a last-minute change of heart, however. Georgia is staging this three-day farewell to Mrs. Carter, but this is an American moment. Inside the Carter Center, everyday Americans file past Mrs. Carter's casket, paying their respects to the daughter of Tiny Plains, Georgia, who became First Lady of the United States.
With Black Friday and Cyber Monday behind us, it's time for Giving Tuesday. Lori Styron at the nonprofit Charity Watch.
Do a little due diligence and make sure that you're finding organizations that will spend the vast majority of what you give on legitimate programs and keep their overhead spending reasonable.
S&P futures down two. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform. You need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehow. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A Mequon-Thiensville school board member who posted a picture of his marked ballot to social media during last year's April election had felony charges dropped against him Monday. Paul Buzzell's attorney argued that his post of his ballot on Facebook was protected by his freedom of speech. So-called ballot selfies are illegal in Wisconsin, but a judge ruled that the law violated a person's freedom of speech. Buzzell faced up to 3.5 years in prison and up to $10,000 in fines if he had been convicted. A conservative pressure group is turning up the heat on Wisconsin Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. The same group that targeted Voss with a $100,000 ad campaign says it's launching $250,000 worth of new ads. The Wisconsin Elections Committee wants lawmakers to impeach Elections Commission Administrator Megan Wolf. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
The Packers getting some of their veterans back. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Green Bay Packers back on the practice field this afternoon, and Eric Stokes, defensive back, was back at practice. What about tight end Luke Musgrave? Will he be back this season? Matt LaFleur.
You know, we don't know that. Certainly we're hopeful for that, but we do know that he'll be out for sure the next 3 weeks, and then we'll see kind of where we're at after that.
Musgrave is on IR after suffering a lacerated kidney against the Chargers. Monday Night Football, the Bears take on the Vikings, and Packer fans should be rooting for the Bears. That would help the Packers' chances of maybe getting a wild card spot. NBA, Bucks are headed to Miami. They take on the Heat tomorrow night. The Bucks are 12-5. Thanks to Damian Lillard joining the team, according to Giannis Antetokounmpo.
To make a play for myself, to make a play for a teammate, to create open shot, to kind of become a threat. So like early in the season, those passes wasn't there. Now 10 games, 15 games later, the passes are there.
That's Giannis Antetokounmpo with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
It's still going to be a little chilly out there today. Partly cloudy, 26 for a high this afternoon. The wind southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, a bit breezy. We'll drop down to 21. The wind out of the south to west, 15 to 20, gusting to 25. And then tomorrow, sunshine, 38. Thursday, partly cloudy, high of 37. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 3 above.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. From Lake Wissota State Park and the Pablo Center, the entire Chippewa Valley is tapping in to the station talking about your hometown. 93.5, The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our outstanding producer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board. It is Monday, November 27th, 2023. Welcome back into hour number two of the big show. 6 minutes now past the hour of 1 o'clock. Glad to have you along on this Cyber Monday, Mr. Zommers. Do you do a lot of cyber? Yeah, you have your Thanksgiving. And let me just say, by the way, what did we need? Oh, I know. one slight mishap, nothing major, but we put out the rolls, like we buy the frozen bread rolls, dinner right. rolls. We put them out to raise on the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, and we got doing other things and talking and kind of forgot about it. And so they raised up a little high. We tried baking them and it was still edible. They just didn't look pretty. So I thought, well, Walmart has to be open. So I go down and get some new frozen bread at Walmart Thanksgiving morning. By golly, they were closed. And I was happy. And I was happy about it. I was happy about it. I was thankful. So Walmart was not open on Thanksgiving. I know many places have stopped being open Thanksgiving, and I support that 100%.
Absolutely. Me too.
So you had Thanksgiving, then you had Black Friday, where, you know, people go in and fight over Cabbage Patch Kids or whatever they do now. And then you had Small Business Saturday, encouraging people to shop in your hometown, which I always encourage people and try to do myself whenever possible. And then you have today is Cyber Monday, where you have all these deals, supposedly many deals from places like Amazon, which, by the way, is a mixed bag, because while they do offer jobs, many of these places, Amazon folks are like union busters and kind of work their poor people, you know, to the bone, basically. So I'm mixed on Amazon, but today is cyber. Are you a Cyber Monday shopper, Mr. Zommers?
Before the Black Friday Cyber Weekend thing expanded into a month-long sale, yes, I was a really big Cyber Monday person. I would shop for gifts from all the like nerdy, geeky websites because they always had good Cyber Monday deals, or computer parts, because I, starting in middle school, have built computers. Which, for those of you who don't know how it works, it sounds more impressive than it is. It's basically just buying components and plugging them in. Like, it's a little more than that, but not that much. So Cyber Monday would be when the really good computer component sales were on websites like Newegg, which I no longer support because they've started doing some real shady stuff.
Okay. It's a bad egg, is what you're telling me.
It's a bad egg. That's neither here nor there. Basically, the answer is, used to be yes. Now,
So. I'm just not a big online shopper anyway. And I know that I'm probably in the minority with a lot of people. I worked in retail for like 4 years. Ended up being a manager at L.L. Bean here in Madison. Fine store. But you see people, like, I didn't realize this until I started working in retail, which also has a very strong online shopping component as well. And actually, L.L. Bean was very well situated to, for the pandemic, when online shopping went through the roof, of course. But even after the pandemic, you get people that buy, like, I'm not making this up, 6 or 8 pair of the same pants or whatever. And then they keep one and bring 6 back to the store. And I'm just like, you have to have a lot of money. Speaking of cash on hand in the last hour, you got to have a lot of money in your bank account to buy, you know, 6 pairs of slacks or jeans and $100 a pop. And then say, well, I could just float that until I get that money back in my card when I return it.
And if you have to go to the store anyway, why not just go there and try them on? However, the one way I do see this is if you know you fit in between some weird sizes. Like for me, there have been times where I went to Kohl's and I was like, all right, I need a black pair of dress pants.
Yeah.
Should be very easy to find at Kohl's. Mm-hmm. And I found 1 pair of pants across 3 different Kohl's locations that was my size and it was ripped.
Well, and that's another thing now too, on the argument for one of the arguments for shopping online is that the supply chain has still not fully caught up to
this was relatively recently.
And so you're like, well, sure, I'll try to go shop in person, but then I can't find the item that I want. Anyway, it's another never ending battle. But, you know, if you have a Cyber Monday deal you think we ought to know about, give us a call. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. I also know that some local retailers are offering deals online as well. So you can still support local, but do the online thing and have things shipped to your house.
I know Dane by Local, local company in Dane County, shockingly enough from the name, does a lot of stuff with that, with allowing stores to have an online presence.
So anyway, if you can shop local, like I say, I'm just not a big online shopper because it's too complicated for me and I'm intimidated by it. I like to go see a person and try something on, or I'm a very tactile person. So I like to pick it up, see how it feels or whatever, and it's all part of the holidays to me. Is kind of being out amongst people and shopping. We've kind of quit doing big gifts in the family, but still buy a couple of things. So
yeah, for me, the main reason I ever got into online shopping, besides just growing up with the internet, was that, like I mentioned before, geeky gifts,
right,
and like nerdy things, quirky nerd culture, like video game related gifts, used to be hard to find. Now you can buy them anywhere. Now I could buy those in person, but if I wanted to get Legend of Zelda t-shirt for one of my friends in 7th grade, I would have had to buy it online.
I wonder if Adam and Eve have any online deals today.
You know, they probably do. And I don't feel like checking that on the work network.
I don't think anyone in our household ever like purchased anything, but we used to, like, in the junk mail, Adam and Eve, the little small, you know,
like physical adult mail from
adult is back in the 80s. There used to be an Adam and Eve catalog, but it wasn't like a full catalog. It was like a TV guide size or whatever, and it had, like, you know, feathery bras or something like that. I don't know.
50% off 2 items and free shipping
at Adam and Eve. Well, that's fantastic. If that's what you're looking for you or your significant other, 50% off. I mean, at Adam and Eve, if you take off 50%, you're not much left. Anyway, we digress. It is 13 past the hour of 1 o'clock. Well, first of all, let's see. Our friend Jay over in London across the pond in the UK, Jay is calling in. Jay, welcome back to the show. I know you all don't, celebrate Thanksgiving over there in the UK, but we hope you had a nice weekend. But are you a cyber shopper, Jay? Or do you do Cyber Monday?
No, I'm like you, my brother. I want to feel my thing.
Exactly. Exactly right. Who doesn't? Well, that's
I want to feel my
And do you now do they have like nice, because you know over here, you know, Americans, we have a very, you know, especially for those of us who have not visited the UK before, we have a very distorted view of things in the UK, at least I do. Like in my mind, I want to go back to like Charles Dickens era, and you know, it's like you go down to like the local candlestick maker and you buy like a candle or something like that.
Your haberdashery.
Yeah. I mean, are there still shops like that in London that you could go to? Or is it just like all Macy's and Dolce & Gabbana or something?
No, you have Charles Dickens of type you can go to. You see all the people going in there. Sometimes I can pop in and check it and say, oh. Or probably when you go to these charity shops, like the British Heart Foundation, normally when I'm not wearing some of the clothes, I take them there. But when you go there, it's just like a Charles Dickens shop.
Well, very good. See, A Christmas Carol is one of my favorite all-time holiday Christmas stories. I love it. I think it'd be fun to spend, or at least spend part of the time in the UK over the holidays, just to experience it.
Yeah, I think it would.
Yeah. Jay, and how long have you lived in London, Jay? Well, apparently Jay has gone shopping. Jay is there. Jay is, and that's fine. She's we're always happy to hear from her. Thank you, Jay, for calling in. Not sure whether it's on our end or yours, but we lost the connection there. But thank you, Jay, very much for calling in. If you'd like to join us, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. We're a little Trump heavy on the news today, but again, this is kind of catching up over the last 5 days or so. And I saw this on rawstory.com, and I wanted to bring it to your attention, wanted to get your take on it, because it's something that our colleague and friend Matt Flynn has talked about on his show, which follows ours immediately after ours at 2 o'clock. And that is, as all of these trials get going or continue, as Trump faces 91 federal indictments, he keeps getting mouthier and mouthier. And I'm not just talking about calling somebody a schmuck or whatever. He's either directly or indirectly or retweeting direct threats to judges in his cases, to clerks on his cases. And now the former head of the Republican National Committee is urging the courts to put Trump in jail. I want to get your reaction. Do you believe that it is time for Donald Trump to rightfully be put in jail, if only for a little time, to just shut him up and stop this abuse of the courts? 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789.
I know, I certainly think so. As we and other people have said time and time again, if he was anybody else, he would have been in jail long ago for continually violating the gag order and threatening the safety of the people who are trying to just oversee the law.
And this is the rub, right? What Mr. Zahmer said is absolutely true. But I believe, and others like Matt Flynn and others who are smarter than me have said, the court is in a very tenuous position between not wanting to feed into the untruths by the Trump folks, the MAGA folks, who are saying that justice is being weaponized and, you know, they're just coming after, locking your opponents up. That's the narrative on the other side. And you don't want to feed into that and say, well, yeah, that's exactly what's happening. So how do you balance that between also upholding the law that if applied to us, we'd be in jail? Should Trump be in jail for his comments? 844-967-2789. As Matt says, we see you on the lines. Do not go anywhere. Your calls are next on the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opera.
You're listening to 93.5, The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead. Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 24 now past the hour, 1 o'clock. We apologize to our listeners across the network
Few technical difficulties on our end. We apologize for the dead air, but those of you still sticking around, we appreciate that. Thanks for being with us here as we continue to work on things throughout the show. 24 now past the hour of 1 o'clock. Before the break, talking about this story, according to rawstory.com, reacting to Donald Trump reposting a threat from one of his followers calling for the citizen's arrest of Judge Arthur Egoron and New York Attorney General Lolita James on his Truth Social account. Former RNC chair Michael Steele told an MSNBC host that the time has come to arrest and jail the former president. Speaking with host Ayman Mohaldin about yet another attack by the former president on the judge and attorney general, Steele bluntly stated, quote, put his ass in jail, unquote, to send the former president a message. In total, Steele exclaimed, quote, it's enormously dangerous. I'm shocked that we have allowed this to get this far. I'm just going to use my best analysis that I could give you at this point on this situation with Trump and the attacks on the judges. Put him in jail. That's how you end it. This is how it stops. Now, yeah, Steele went on to say, people will be mad. They'll be upset. But there is no other person on this planet, certainly not in this country, who would be given the kind of grace that Donald Trump has been given to run his mouth the way he has. Attacking the clerks, attacking the judges, attacking the prosecutors, personally threatening them. Steele went on to say, we've shown the evidence when he does this, we've shown the evidence when he does that, how his base responds. And so the system is getting pulverized from within by Trump and is being pressed to the umpteenth corner that it could go in trying to appease him and allowing him to be free while he's still behaving this way, unquote. That is all from Michael Steele, the former chairman of the Republican National Committee. Do you feel that it is time that Donald Trump be jailed even for a day or two or a week just to send him the message that you cannot be threatening officers of the court which are overseeing your case? 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Let's go to Ross in Middleton. Ross, thanks for holding. We appreciate you hanging on. What say you?
Hi, Todd. I think Michael Steele's right. I think that he should go to jail. Or at least I'm going to believe that the justice system is still fairly reasonable and that the judge is giving him every sort of benefit of the doubt. And that at some point, I think the threat will be sort of thrown out there and maybe actually followed through where he spent the day in jail. But I don't think it's going to matter. I think, I think most of us realize that Trump's whole sort of current campaign since he lost has been one of being the martyr, of being the one that's been picked on. And I think this just would totally fall into this mindset that these people who live in an alternate universe, in a universe where if they can't make sense out of the one that you and I live in, create this alternate universe in which all forces seem to be pitted against them. And so his spending time in jail would just feed into this weaponized DOJ. And it's just, and it's so hard, it's so frustrating, is that there's this majority of Americans or a big chunk of Americans that follow and sort of believe this, or at least don't pay enough attention. But what they hear is Trump saying, I'm a martyr. They don't hear the reasonable side of the argument. They kind of think, oh boy, Trump's getting picked on. So I think in some ways, Steele's right. He needs to go. I think that'll ultimately help his sort of story that he's created of just being this great martyr.
Great call, Ross. Great insight. Really appreciate it. I agree with everything Ross said. I think that it should happen. But again, then you're just perpetuating the narrative on the other side. It's a tough position for these judges to be in. Not a tough position to join us next. Don't go anywhere. More of the Todd Allbowles Show coming straight ahead. We hope on the Civic Media Radio Network.
93.5 The Tap.
CBS News Brief. A truce between Israel and Hamas has just entered its fifth day with two more prisoner exchanges before the extended ceasefire expires tomorrow. Of the 69 hostages already released, Dr. Ram Segi with Israel's health ministry says,
all our children and mothers are in a stable medical condition.
A suspect in the shooting of three Palestinian college students in Vermont has pleaded not guilty to three counts of attempted murder. CBS's Errol Barnett.
One of the three young men has been released. The other two, CBS News can report, remain together in the ICU. Meantime, if convicted, the suspect faces 20 years to life in prison on each of the three counts he faces.
Another setback for Evan Gershkovich. The Wall Street Journal reporter's detention has been extended until at least January 30th. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehau. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Former Republican State Attorney General Brad Schimmel plans to be the first candidate to throw his hat in the ring to run for the next state Supreme Court election. He will be taking on Liberal Justice Ann Walsh Bradley in 2025. Schimmel was State Attorney General from 2015 to 2019 when he was defeated by the current Attorney General, Democrat Josh Call. Sources in the campaign tell the State Journal that Schimmel plans to formally enter the race on Thursday. Wisconsin commuters sound happy about the decision to add a second daily Amtrak round trip from Chicago through Milwaukee to St. Paul. Passenger Brady Scholten speaking with ABC News.
It'd be nice to have an earlier route that starts off, have that option to leave in the morning. It's just easier.
The second route is expected to launch sometime next year. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
Weather brought to you by Bug Tussle. Bug Tussle, we're out there because you're out there.
Bug Tussle. We're out there.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
It's still going to be a little chilly out there today, partly cloudy, 26 for a high this afternoon. The wind southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, a bit breezy. We'll drop down to 21. The wind out of the south to west, 15 to 20, gusting to 25. And then tomorrow, sunshine, 38. Thursday, partly cloudy, high of 37. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 5 above.
Looking for a reliable, fast, and unlimited internet provider? Look no further than Bug Tussle. Whether you're streaming, gaming, working, or learning, Bug Tussle has you covered. Bug Tussle has continued to serve the rural communities of Wisconsin for over 20 years by providing the most reliable, high-speed internet and excellent local customer service. Call 877-227-0924 or visit bugtussle.com to get started. Bug Tussle. We're out there because you're out there.
This is 93.5 The Tap. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Guys doing chores. How would that do on TikTok?
Sounds like you should be wearing like short shorts or something.
We're not going to exploit you in that way. I think it's more about your Q-tip action and
phrasing, Jane. The way you're saying it just sounds like one big double entendre.
Delicately in the crevices.
Oh, God. Okay.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The Green Bay Packers call Lambeau Field home, but did you know the stadium has a history all its own? It started with where to build it. Residents on both sides of the city wanted it. Officials argued there had to be room for growth. Eventually, farmland was purchased, but in Ashwaubenon. The bargaining continued, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Green Bay City Stadium became a reality the following year and was renamed in honor of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau in 1965. For Civic Media, I'm Terry.
Tell a friend what's on tap.
There's a new station in town with conversation about Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the Chippewa Valley.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the show. It is now 34 past the hour of 1 o'clock. Glad to have you along talking about this story at rawstory.com, where over the weekend on MSNBC, former Republican chairman of the Republican National Committee, Michael Steele, had it and said, in his opinion, as a former head of the Republican Party, he feels it's time to put Trump in jail, at least for a few hours, a couple of days, to get him to understand that no one is above the law when it comes to making and perpetuating these attacks on judges, on clerks, on prosecutors, threatening them in the cases in which he is involved. To Ross's point, the caller before the break, and we said this at the top of this segment, there is another opinion out there that, yes, while you and I would never get away with this and still be free on the street, we'd be found in contempt and put in jail. That's true. But that in applying the law equally to Trump in this case, you would only feed into the narrative of his base in which they think that the Justice Department is being weaponized. And it would really incite possibly, keyword possibly, more violence. So it's a difficult being. What say you? 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Jay has called back from London now that we have the connection reconnected. Jay, thanks for calling back. What say you?
Okay, sir. I've been here for 30 minutes. I know you were asking about that before.
The what?
13 years before you were asking about how long have I been here.
Oh, yes. How long have you been in the UK, Jay?
What? 13, 1, 3.
Wow. Okay, very good. Do you have any feelings on this, whether Trump should be put in jail and found in contempt of court for threatening either directly or retweeting threats on the judge or prosecutor?
Who among us will not go to jail if we do that to any jury or in justice system?
Right.
But the double standard, Todd, the double standard is mind-blowing. Do you think any Democratic president or apparent nominee or anyone will get away with what this Republican Party today are getting away with?
Right. No, it's true. I don't think anybody else would, and that's the point that Michael Steele was making, that nobody else would get away from it or get away with it. Appreciate the call, Jay. Thanks for calling back. Have a great day or a great night over there in the UK. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Karina in Milwaukee. Karina, always a pleasure to have you on the show. What say you? Karina, you're on the air, my friend. Go ahead. Are you there, Karina? Well, welcome back to Karina. Karina, if you're there, we'll come back to you in a second. Let's go to Sussex and Gary in Sussex. We appreciate you listening, Gary. What say you?
Okay, well, you know that I'm a conservative, and there is a double standard here against Trump and Biden. They're not charging Biden with having any of the papers, these secure papers, top secret stuff, in his garage, in his office in some college that he was being a teacher at or whatever it was, but they want to do Trump. Now, if they charge Trump with any crimes at all, and he's not clean. I'm sure he's done all sorts of crazy things, just like everybody else does. But if they take a former president of the United States, throw him in prison, I guarantee you there's going to be riots like we have never seen before. And the thing is that, go ahead.
No, I was curious, like, if we set aside whether or not, I mean, you could certainly feel that President Biden should be charged with things. We'll put that aside for a second. Simply that if anyone, regardless of whether they're a former or current or anything else present or not, if you or I, Gary, had charges pending against us, rightly or wrongly, it doesn't really matter. But if we had charges pending against us and we were going in the middle of a trial, and we said the kind of things and put out the attacks on any steward of the court, you and I, would be found in contempt and we'd be sitting behind bars. Can you agree on that?
Oh, 100%. We live under different standards than Donald Trump or any person like Joe Biden or his brother or Hunter Biden or any of that stuff. Well, you and I were different stuff. We'd be thrown in jail.
But I guess the question is, do you think that the law should be applied equally and fairly? And not, we'll set aside the charges for a second, but just the fact that once charged, if any of us would make these things against the court, these threats, and put it out there. I mean, do you think the law should be applied equally in this case? Or, to your point, do you think it does more harm than good and would incite riots and whatnot with the MAGA folks if Trump, because it feeds into the narrative, right? It feeds into the narrative that Trump likes to talk about.
Right. But the thing is, Todd, you know, you get football players that are being charged with sexual rape and all sorts of stuff. Most of this stuff just disappears. These guys pay these girls off a couple million dollars and they don't go to prison. And the thing is that there are double standards. Do I believe that they should, you know, we should all, the law apply to all of us? Absolutely, 100% yes. It makes me sick how these football players, basketball players, and these singers can get away with what they do just by paying them off. You know,
Kobe Bryant's deceased. I'd rather not talk about the dead that can't defend themselves. But I think your point is well taken. That, you know, let's talk about O.J. Simpson for a minute. Anybody that doesn't think O.J. Simpson didn't murder two people, I got a bridge in Brooklyn to sell you. But I think you bring up a good point that certainly there are two systems of justice, one for people of wealth that can buy high-end attorneys who know the loopholes, the law, and those people who have to do public defender. Have a public defender, and not to pick up public defenders, but I mean, if you have a public defender or a lesser attorney rather than a team of $800 an hour attorneys, you're probably, the $800 attorney's team is probably going to get you a better deal. And there are two systems that way.
Correct.
Appreciate the point of view, Gary. Thanks so much. You're always welcome on the show. Thanks for calling in. Let's go back to Karina. Karina, let's see if we've established you in Milwaukee. Karina, what say you?
Oh, hi. Hi, guys. Finally.
Appreciate you hanging with us. I appreciate you hanging with us. What do you think of this? Do you think Trump should be treated the same as everyone and spend a little time behind bars to cool him down? Or do you think that just incites people?
Well, the people who are on the Trump side of the deal, no matter what, they're just looking for something to yell about it and be unhappy. So let them be. But the thing is, for a whole country and the whole world, America, once again, will show that this is a fair country. This is a country where people coming in and feel themselves free and feel that there is a law, that there is, no matter how much money you have or don't, or somebody who can whizzle around a law and maybe wear off the justice system that they tired and they don't want to see. Because right now, it looks like that the whole apparatus is just making sure, God forbid, with the 90 felonies or whatever it is, we wouldn't hurt his feelings because he has a completely insane people behind him.
Right.
Then we're afraid of him.
Yeah.
The whole country is afraid of him.
Well,
this is exactly what it is. This man should stay not in the jail, but in the state mental institution.
Karina, appreciate the point of view. Appreciate your passion, your enthusiasm. I think that these judges, again, are trying to weigh this out, because if they put him behind bars for 1 or 2 days, even a week, he's probably not going to change his behavior. He'll just use that to raise more money and incite people. And I think the judges, not to assume too much, but I think they're trying to weigh that, right, between you know, they don't want to make the situation worse. It's a unique defendant. We've never had this before in the country's history. And so I think they're trying to take that into consideration. That's my point of view. I'm not sure. But always, oh, go ahead, Karina.
No, what I'm saying is I understand completely that he can, you know, his crowd can make him mortar and everything like that. It's always a problem when you have a leader like this, half crazy. But the thing is, he is dangerous.
Dangerous
for the system. He's dangerous for the justice system. Mm-hmm. He's dangerous for the people who work for the justice system. And this is just simply wrong.
Appreciate your call. As always, Karina, thanks so much for hanging with us today. Really appreciate it. Karina in Milwaukee, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Let's go over to beautiful Lake Mills. Nick in Lake Mills listening in. We appreciate it. Nick, what say you?
Hey, how you doing? This kind of goes to what your previous caller was talking about, and which I think it's odd, you know, conservatives, he sounds like a reasonable guy, but I don't know how conservatives pride themselves on, there's really no gray area. Things are black or things are white. Things are right or things are wrong. And how he equates Joe Biden having some documents left over after his presidency with Donald Trump holding on to him for like 2 years, and lying and fighting him the whole way and obstructing justice, and Biden gets subpoenaed for him or what? He turns him over. Here you are. This is what, do whatever you got to do, and complies with the law. So it's not they're just picking on Donald Trump. He was obstructing justice. It's two completely different animals.
Right.
So I just, people, somebody that prides themselves on linear thinking, that you're either a man or a woman or a sister, or it's that would try to like smash those two together to make it some kind of political. As far as riots, threatening riots, let them happen. It's free will. If you riot, then you get arrested. You destroy property, you get arrested, you go to jail. And that's coming from me, a progressive. And I don't care if it's Antifa or Black Lives Matter, whoever it is. If you're out when you're not supposed to be out and you break something you're not supposed to break and you're trespassing, then the law applies. Then you get arrested. The law is the law, and that's.
And I'll take your comments off the air.
Sure. Appreciate it, Nick. Nick and Lake Mills, appreciate you calling in. And if you'd like to join us, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Appreciate Nick's passion. And I agree with him. You know, Gary is a longtime listener. We appreciate it. And we may not always see things the same way, but appreciate him always being respectful. And we can disagree sometimes without being disagreeable. And that's why I kind of separated it out that, you know, let's not talk about whether someone was charged or not. Let's just simply look at it from the lens of whoever it is, whether it's me or you or Trump or Biden. If anybody is charged with a crime, indicted, and they're found, you find yourself in a court of law and you start threatening officers of the court, that's very serious stuff. And correct me if I'm wrong, Mr. Zomers, but I think the caller, Gary, agreed that, yeah, I mean, you can't do that. I mean, we're in agreement there. We may agree on whether what charges should have come, but we agree that doesn't matter who you are, you shouldn't be attacking officers of the court. To Nick's point, you know, I'm not a lawyer. I'm not certainly not a judge, but these are unprecedented times. This is an unprecedented case. Not only that, it's never happened before, as Gilligan would say on Gilligan's Island. And so because this has never happened before, I think these judges are weighing things very carefully. And I've worked for an attorney. I'm not an attorney. I've worked for an attorney. I've been in state courtrooms, local courtrooms, federal courtrooms. And judges take their responsibility to the community very seriously. At least most judges do. And I think these judges are doing the same thing. They're trying to weigh out the public good. I wouldn't want to be on that bench. And I'll defer to them. But yes, I think that people should be treated the same regardless of who we are. We'll treat sports the same when we come back. Packers, Badgers.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Maybe we'll have a cookie trade.
I like that idea. I like that a lot.
We'll eat them while we're on the show.
Because everyone loves listening to people on the radio eat.
Calvin, what's your favorite cookie?
Shout out to my mom's. She makes these sour cream cookies around Christmas time, and they're really good.
My mouth just watered.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Devil's Advocates radio show.
Chris from Middleton. Welcome to the show. What do you got for us?
I'm a Democrat. I totally agree that there's been too much corporate influence probably in the Democratic Party. I liked how Bernie talked about economic issues, and I agree we need more of that. But I don't think we can also afford to shy away from the identity politics. In fact, we got to lean into the identity politics and not be shy about it.
The Devil's Advocates radio show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the 93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to the Tallaball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 10 before the hour of 2 o'clock. That is 10 minutes away from top of the hour national news, a quick check of weather, and then our friend and colleague, Matt Flynn. We'll be in with his great program, Matt Flynn Direct, taking us to the front lines of history being made each and every day. Matt, I have a feeling Matt is ready to go. I haven't talked to him. We occasionally do, and it's always a pleasure. But Matt seems to me the kind of guy who enjoys a good Thanksgiving meal. I can see him with a natty sweater sitting there carving the roast beast. A turkey, enjoying. To me, and I've never talked to him about this. To me, and I like a good red wine, but to me, Matt Flynn is the kind of guy who really knows his wine. I mean, he's been around a while, and he's seen a lot of things, and I can only imagine the fine wine that Matt Flynn had for Thanksgiving.
I could definitely see that, and yeah, I bet after bottling it up for 2 days, he would have been on the air, and then having this long holiday weekend, I'm sure he is ready to go.
He is tan, rested, and ready. Not to compare him to Nixon, but I mean he's ready to go. He is set. He and Kelvin are set to bring you 2 hours of great broadcasting. You are not going to want to miss it. The Matt Flynn Direct program coming up immediately after our show, after the news at 2 o'clock. Do not miss it. Want to cover a couple of sports things from over the weekend, and then get to tonight. And this is fantastic. Speaking of our colleagues, did you tune in this morning to the Earl Ingram show? The first hour, of course, every Monday is Under the Helmet with the grave digger, Gilbert Brown.
I did not. However, I heard some of what happened on it.
This is fantastic. Now, last week, and they do this great program on out of Waukesha on WAUK, airs across most of the network, and they do under the helmet with the Gravedigger, because Gilbert Brown, a great Green Bay Packer, his nickname was the Gravedigger because he would shut offenses down. And Earl and Gilbert know each other a long time. Earl, great host of the Earl Ingram Show every morning from 8 until 10. And I don't know the full story, and God help him, but he's a Detroit Lion fan. A Detroit Lion fan, you understand. And Gilbert lives in Detroit, but he is a lifelong, he said this morning, a Green Bay Packer by blood. He's going to live and die a Packer. So last week on the show, last Monday, prior to Thanksgiving, Earl started running his mouth and started saying there's no way that Detroit is going to lose that game. There is no way that Green Bay is going to beat the Lions on Thanksgiving. To which Gilbert Brown took exception, and so they made a bet. And the bet was that if the Lions won, then Gilbert Brown had to give Earl an autographed jersey. And Earl didn't want one of these like cheap ones you buy at Kohl's.
He wanted the real deal.
He wanted the real authentic jersey, and Gilbert said, fine, I'll do it. But if the Packers won, then Earl had to dye his silver mane black. I mean, Earl is the epitome of a silver daddy. I mean, he has a beautiful head. Earl has more hair, and he's knocking on the door of 70 and knocking on it pretty hard. He has more hair at 70 than I do at 54. So I got nothing to brag about, you understand? He has a beautiful silver mane.
But I would agree, yes.
The bet was that if the Packers won, that Earl had to dye his hair and his beard, his goatee, jet black. And Gilbert this morning called the bet. And Gilbert Brown said he wants Earl to look like Rudy Giuliani with that dye running down the side of his face. And they're going to take a picture. So the Packers won. It was a big victory for the Packers. They pummeled Detroit. Pummeled them. And now the Pack, buying Jordan Love, they are in the hunt, as they say on Fox. They are in the hunt for a playoff spot. Who would have thought that a while back?
I wouldn't have.
I would not have thought that either.
I just kind of assumed this would be a throwaway year and that they'd figure out their groove for next year.
Right. But the Packers are in the hunt for a playoff spot. They played, I believe, Kansas City at Green Bay, which of course brings up, will the Swifties be at Lambeau Field? I mean,
yes.
You know, that's what I really want to see. I want to see Earl Ingram with his new jet black dye job up in the booth with Taylor Swift. Can you imagine?
That would be something.
That would be fantastic. That I could just retire at that point because I will have seen it all. So we'll see. We'll see. So the Packers are doing well. And then the Badgers, it was, you know, are the new coach, or not so new anymore, but you have Luke Fickell. You have Luke Fickell for the Wisconsin Badgers, the new coach there. And over on the Gophers side, Minnesota, you've got the incomparable PJ Fleck, which incomparable not used in a complimentary way in that situation. So you had the Flecksters versus the Fixters. And it turned out in the battle of the Fick versus the Fleck, the Fick got the better of the Fleck. And the Wisconsin Badgers went up there to Minnesota and drove it home and knocked Minnesota off. They brought the axe back home, the Paul Bunyan axe that is back where it belongs in Madison, Wisconsin. And we thought that in doing so, that the Badgers had knocked Minnesota out of a bowl game. They finished 5-7. Wisconsin finished the regular season at 7-5. Minnesota 5-7. But in the final game of Saturday night out in Hawaii kicked like a 58-yard field goal with no time left to beat Colorado State. And in doing so, I can't explain it to you, but all the ways the numbers line up, Colorado State lost the last available bowl bid, and somehow or another, Minnesota, with a record of 5-7, still gets to go to some bowl game somewhere.
So it may have been the first Flick Feck face off, or Thick Fleck face off,
yeah.
But it is not the final.
Well, unless PJ like Fleck, unless Fleck gets canned over the offseason, which they probably won't because they've bought into the whole row the boat thing up there. And so, anyway, coming up tonight on the Civic Media app across the Badger Sports Network, the Wisconsin men's basketball team in action tonight against Western Illinois at the Kohl Center. It is on the Big Ten Network and TV, or better yet, on the Civic Media Radio Network, Richland Center, Racine, Kenosha, Wisconsin Rapids, and Amory, and on the Civic Media app. 6 p.m. tip-off for the Wisconsin men's basketball game tonight. Many thanks to Aaron Zommers and all of you for listening and hanging with us. Don't go anywhere. Our friend Matt Flynn is next. We'll see you tomorrow. Keep banging your drum.
Banging on your drum, and they will hear you.
You're tapped in to the issues affecting the Valley and all of Wisconsin.
Consider us the bartenders of friendly local talk.
This is 93.5. The Tap, local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
What is the meaning behind Movember? It isn't just about the mustaches. Movember is meant to raise awareness about men's health, prostate or testicular cancer, or suicide, and also be a reminder to see your doctor. Movember started in Australia in 2003. It's now observed in more than 20 countries. So guys, remember to see your doctor, and however you celebrate this month, all of us with your local Civic Media radio station wish you a wonderful holiday season. I'm Terry Baugh.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap,
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228 EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.